K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into the K-pop abyss. Say hi, everyone.
Hello, I am Dominique.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I am Jamie.
All right, it's another deep dive episode this week, guys. And this one was a recommendation from at least one of us. And who wants to kind of give us the intro?
I don't know about recommendation, but it's our first official deep dive into a male soloist. Actually, this time.
Also, a weird intro into hip-hop. Like, K-hip-hop, I guess.
Sure. I definitely was introduced to that with the songs we picked, so.
Yeah.
It's Jay Park, everyone.
Okay, there we go.
I wasn't clear because no one said it before.
I was waiting for someone to say the name of the artist we took or taking a deep dive into.
Fine, this is fine. Everything is fine.
Nothing is fine.
I realize this is a bit of a controversial choice, but we're just going to roll right past it.
Why is it controversial?
He as a person is kind of controversial.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, his entire existence since he debuted has been kind of controversial.
I feel like we should kind of talk about this.
Okay. So, Jay Park, he actually first debuted in the Korean scene as a boy group part of 2PM. He was their leader. And everything seemed like it was going fine. Until all of a sudden one day they announced, oh, he is no longer a part of 2PM.
Damn. Just out of nowhere?
Well, not really out of nowhere, but so how do I explain this? How do I explain Jay Park?
He kind of got canceled before canceling was a thing by a whole country.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay, to be clear, he got uncanceled, so he's like, all right, now.
Well, no, but then he, like, canceling culture had come in, and then he said stuff, and he gets canceled again.
When is he not canceled? It's fine, whatever.
He's in a perpetual state of canceled and uncanceled, apparently.
Okay, here's the thing. He's not a criminal, and that is all I need to know.
Honestly. Yeah, that's essentially the bare minimum standard right now.
That's my bare minimum standard from now on.
Wow, that is a sad state of affairs if that's the bare minimum standard.
That's what K-pop is now.
Yeah. When you get to a certain point, like, you know, like, it's really popular to cancel K-pop idols and stuff for things, and anything. I think we've discussed it here and there.
Well, there are certain songs on this list that I can see where it comes from.
I mean, we also covered, like, Shinhwa and then that one song from the very beginning that was written by an American, and then they bought the song and then never changed that part of the song.
Fair enough. So I think that's enough intro for Jay Park.
Wait. We forgot one key thing.
What?
He debuted officially as a soloist. It's been so long.
2010-ish.
Yeah. 2010-ish.
All right.
It's a little unclear, to be honest. Because at a certain point, he went back home and became like a B-boy.
Well, he went back home around 2009, because that's when essentially he got kicked out of the 2PM group.
You might want to clarify by what you mean by going home.
Oh, he's American.
Oh,
he was born in Seattle.
Okay,
just for you know context at least of you know.
Not you say Seattle. Go
home, I don't think people would Edmund. Think, oh yeah, he's from Seattle.
Specifically, he was born in Edmonds, but he claimed Seattle as his home ground. But yeah, in September 2009, he had to go back because in 2005, By the way, they dug this up because as a teenager, he wrote certain comments about Korea in 2005, and Korea found out, and Korea went, "Fuck you."
It was in his private messages, by the way. Wasn't like he was tweeting this. He was just really homesick, and he was like, "Fuck Korea," and then they all got offended. So that's what happened.
He said that in 2005-ish, so it was well after he debuted, and then he voluntarily left the group. I'm not gonna specifically say he got kicked out, but he kind of got kicked out. But he quote unquote voluntarily left the group. Anyway, moving on.
Let's get to our first song then, because I think we had enough intro here. So somebody give us the intro.
So, Jay Park, he essentially went home to Seattle and then came back to Korea and signed with a label called Sidious HQ to become a soloist and really dropped his first song on April 26, 2011 with Abandoned.
All right, so this is when I was listening to this song, it immediately go like, "Oh, this is early 2010s as fuck."
Yeah,
like, the sound, the style, the video, it just screamed like, yeah, beginning of the decade here. And I was kind of like, when I first heard, I've never heard of Jay Park until we started here today, mm-hmm. And I thought like, oh, we are in for the hip hop side of K-pop, it seems, and. Yeah, so I did like the song. I did like the chorus. I thought it was pretty catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to the later stuff, but I'll let Jamie start with her notes.
Okay. iPad. I saw iPad. You can tell what year it is by the clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Park singing doesn't last.
You even don't Jay say. Park
dancing really doesn't last. What are these moves? No neck tattoo. Very much a I used to be in a boy band song. Was this during the big canceling still? I don't love that this was 10 years ago. It makes me depressed. End.
Okay. We're doing that again.
Anyone else have any thoughts on the song?
Wow. I forgot Jay Park was like this before.
Same.
No, like Jamie had mentioned in her notes, because it was something that like we talked about. There were like, just the entire transition of like between every song was just, man, you can really tell this was, you know, oh, I used to definitely be in a boy band, because it had that weird mix of like hip hop, but still screamed really K-pop.
Oh, yeah. It had that pop sensibility.
Especially when you compare it to some of the later songs, and it's just like, it was like, so, like, almost more upbeat in a way, more like not in a party sense, like you'd get with hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun though.
Either party or angry, usually. So,
I don't really listen to this one anymore, but I remember it.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah, moving on. That brings us to his April 9th, 2013 release of Choa.
Okay, so again, this is where I kind of felt like, oh, this is really more hip-hop influenced here. A little bit more pop-friendly, kind of like a more upbeat, kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Compared to the next song, very family-friendly. I have a reason to say that. And I did enjoy the video because, again, that's a nice kind of love letter to Seattle, which is obviously not that he told me is where he's from, so it shows.
Yeah. So Choa in Korean is just like that, or like this. uh-huh. or I like it, kind of like it's basically just the term of just like I like this kind of. So, yeah, Jamie.
Okay. So I do actually know when this period was. So he was like, this is when he was active with more Asian YouTubers than he was with like K-pop. Because I remember actually listening to the song back in the day. So this was when he was in Seattle more than Korea. It was during his B-boy days when he had like an actual crew and he met like Cha-Cha Malone, who's his producer. You're gonna hear Cha-Cha a lot. So still singing, but now with some rap. Transitioning out of the I was in a boy band stage, that tattoos are starting to appear. Oh, Pike's Place. I was just there. It's nice. I'd still listen to this one, TBH. End.
Yeah, I just gestured to have you say that too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, there's not much to say. This was, like, when he was still with it, before he started his own, like, basically started his own labels. Or, like, right when he started his own labels, because he's the head of AOMG, which is the main one, and then you have Higher Music. And then I think he had made another one, but I don't remember AOMG, it right now.
AOMG is his Korean label, like purely for the Koreans. And then Higher Music is his one with Cha-Cha Malone. So that's more focused to be international artists. And that's all I know. I don't know the third one.
No, Higher Music was originally just an offshoot label that he started, which is still Korean, but then he transitioned it to try to be more...
No, I googled this one before this. So now it's supposed to be more international.
Yeah, based. Now it's more international. Oh, and I forgot to mention this, but Jay Park individually is signed to Roc Nation. Wow. I don't know if people know Roc Nation, but just as a quick explanation, Roc Nation is the entertainment company founded by Jay-Z. So he's actually signed to that label for... U.S. specific stuff.
Can we move on to the next song?
Yes. So the next song is probably his most well-known song, honestly. It was the start of his essentially club music. And where he did very well there. It's also the song he essentially starts working specifically with a single dance crew in Korea. He works with them a lot, but you have Jay Park's Mommae. They ain't fucking with us. Oh no, they ain't fucking with us. This ain't DJ Mustard, this is Gray on the beats. Bitches say OMG, we do it properly. Let's go. Hold on, wait a minute, girl. Oh, they got on each other by some million.
So I'm so glad I was able to watch these videos at home. Because let me give you a fair warning, listener. Do not watch this video when you're at work.
Really quickly, Mommae is Korean for like body type, essentially. Or or like figure kind of thing. Mm.
So,
it's a basically twerk your ass song.
So my first thought when I was watching this video, like, oh, is this the start of his fuckboy phase? Because that was the energy he was radiating here. Was pure, unadulterated fuckboy. This is where it really shows. This is where he just fully embraced the fuckboyness.
That would be accurate, sir.
Because I could not help but roll my fucking eyes throughout the whole goddamn video.
I don't know about this. No one watches this video.
Actually, it's not arguable. It is his most well-known song, to be perfectly clear. It's
probably the first song that I would really think of when it comes to him. So
I actually have some interesting comments about this one, though. It's because I know what was happening during this time too.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hear. But I mean, again, I kind of turned my brain off for this one. It was just a generic club song to me. I just could not take it seriously. I don't know.
This came out 2015. Yeah, May 2015.
Yeah. Again, maybe I'm just being that conservative old man here, but I was like, oh god, this kid over here.
He's, I think, like around the same age as you.
He's older than me, I know.
Okay. I mean, Jay Park, this was like one of the first songs he released under his new under the label he made, AOMG, I believe. Like one of the first songs.
Side note here also. Is that the other songs on the on this deep dive average about 3 to 5 million views? This song, this video particularly, has 93 million, and I'm pretty sure it's not because of the song.
Well, this song is actually very popular in Korea, and it's known as like kind of the club song or like one of the club songs.
But I don't think people are watching this video for the song.
I mean,
I don't know. I've just, maybe it's because I also listen to actual hip hop. This is not that bad.
Yeah. Like, it's extreme for Korea, like, the time. But for a, like, in comparison, like, this is like child's play, honestly.
Let me just get to my notes, because I do have something about that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I wouldn't be watching this one if not for the podcast. It's just tits and ass. Also, weirdly produced by Gray. This is around the time where they said, to paraphrase, he was too controversial for Korea, but not hardcore enough for America. So he's in that weird middle.
Yeah.
This is the quintessential J Park style, besides the fact that it's not produced by Cha Cha Malone. I do occasionally listen to this one because visually, kind of meh, the song is good. End.
Anyway, I agree in that I actually do enjoy listening to this song. Because it is the type that, like, I will definitely, like, kind of dance to. But the video, I can't watch.
I've just seen worse. That's the thing. I don't think it's that bad.
It's just, there's nothing else to, like, really, like, care about in that music video except it's just tits and ass.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
eating, it just be eating the geary off a girl's butt, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
The main dancers there, I believe it's Honey J's crew. They're known to be like kind of like the hip hop dancers in Korea. So that's when they really started working with her a lot. Okay. Anyway,
before we go off of this, is this the one that whenever they perform this, is this the song that Jay Park always twerks to?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought I would probably bring that up because I remember seeing that.
You know, they like played it at, they were singing to it at the concert we just watched.
Oh.
Yeah, but he wasn't there. Yeah. That's why you didn't notice.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was also like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was 4 a.m. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I was asleep. I just said, fuck you guys.
You died watching that concert. That's another story. Okay.
1 hour encore.
Fourth song.
Next song. It was for his first official like collab song, essentially, under his label AOMG. And this was Jay Park and Ugly Duck's Ain't No Party Like an AOMG Party. Party got it, G. It's that 206 to 062. See, I did it so all the way to Gwangju. You don't know me, ni neto, de chenugu. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. Hashtag mood. Yeah. Hello.
So yeah, we are deep into Jay Park's hip hop style. I actually like this song better than the last one, personally.
Yeah, we're like, when this song first came out and I saw the title, I was like, what? Is that actually the title? And then I listen to it and I'm like, shit, I actually kind of like this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty decent for a club song.
Yeah, no, for a club song, I could see myself listening to this more often. I did enjoy some of the over-the-top dancing, especially like the body contortions. I always have a hard time watching that shit.
Bone breaking.
Yeah, I know, bone breaking. Yes, I remember. Yeah. I always have a hard time watching that shit.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Impressive, but
gross.
Yeah, like I've seen both Jamie and Melissa just cringe live whenever bone breaking happens on the screen.
It's fine.
Oh, I want to be clear also. I still think it radiates fuckboy energy, but at least now I'm used to it.
Oh, fun fact. Just like a really random fun fact. There's only one bone breaking dance crew in Korea, and they actually also choreographed the zombies in Train to Busan.
Neat.
Yeah, so all those like weird body contortions you see on Train to Busan, that was done live by an actual bone breaker.
That actually is a neat fact.
Yeah. I thought I'd mention it.
Soon to be American remaked.
Oh no. Awful.
We're not gonna talk about that. So yeah, right. And any other thoughts before Jamie does hers?
I'll take that as a no.
Okay.
This one is a blatant ad for AOMG. This was when he was allergic to his shirt. Bone breakers. It's a good club song. Aesthetically, pretty interesting video. That's a lot of fire. End.
I didn't even have to gesture this time.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so from there, we move on to... let's see here. Okay. It should be Jay Park, Simon Dominic, Loco, and Gray. So, like, the main core AOMG members with their song Upside Down, released May 2018.
So I actually switched out a song for this. Originally we had another song, but it was by Tangly by someone else, and Tangly it's like a meme song now, so I was surely sure about using it for this. So I chose this one instead, and it was just like, hey, I'm gonna switch this out. Basically I only chose it because all my faves are in it. I'm being honest.
Okay. So, I actually don't have that much thoughts on this song. I didn't really... It's another club song to me, so I can't really say anything much about it.
It's fair. Yeah, I think that's cute for you to just do your notes, Jamie.
Okay. it just sounds good and has some more recognized names from AOMG. Probably the pillars of AOMG, to be honest. Loco is still my fave. Not gonna lie, I always forget that Gray raps. This is very mellow compared to the rest of songs. That's probably why Daniel has no memory of this. I just found out from a variety show, Simon Dominic can actually sing. He actually has a nice voice.
Yeah, he was on, what was it? Bongmyeong Gawang, which is the King of Masked Singer, the original version.
Oh, wow. Actually, it was Yoo Jae-suk's recent show that I saw that.
Yeah, Dominic just doesn't like to sing. Usually.
Strange, because he has actually a very soothing voice. I like it.
He was on King of Masked Singer. Anyway, next song is The Descent, so I don't know why.
Is there one more?
Is there one more?
Yeah. Yep. Jamie, I think you need to introduce this one.
Okay, it's called All the Way Up. It was just like his most recent-ish song.
June of 2020?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Hey, Daniel, what do you think about it?
This is actually my favorite song. I had the ones he showed me.
figures.
What? What is there, what is that supposed to mean?
I think it, because it was a very, like...
generic.
That's
just
what I
say. I was just like, oh, great. Thank you. No less fuckboy energy coming out here. I appreciated that.
He basically, so what I think happened is he's hit his 30s now. So he's mellowed the back out.
Oh, that's probably why he resonated with me. Great, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just going to say it was like a lot more like...
mellow.
Kind of like poppy, almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of more of the hip-hop style.
It's
but...
just, I feel like he probably doesn't have to prove himself anymore. He's like really... transitioned into being a CEO that occasionally like pops into his artists' like songs.
Actually, Jay Park has this thing where every time he signs a new person, they'll release a song and he'll always be featured on their song.
Yeah, I do respect him as a CEO, if not a singer, to be honest.
Mm. Also, side note, I actually really enjoyed the choreography in this song because this wasn't a dance visual. So,
you want my notes?
Sure.
Surprisingly, this is just a Jay Park only song. There it is. I need a cha-cha beat, boy. Oh, God, the more I hear that, the... it's like a trigger. Singing style has changed, more hip-hop style. I missed the song when it came out, but it's more in tune with what I prefer from Jay Park. I don't love his more heavy club beats. And also, I think his... reputation in Korea is better than before right now. Who knows?
It's better than it is internationally.
Yeah, but it's Twitter, so I don't really care. If I'm being honest. I don't really have anything else to say about this. You got anything, Melissa?
It was fun.
Yeah.
He definitely danced a lot more. It was, like, the same dance moves that we got from, like, the beginning of his solo. So it was kind of a throwback to me.
It was a weird bookend to this deep dive, actually.
Full circle kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like they said, he doesn't have anything to prove anymore, and he's not a fuckboy anymore. So...
he's still a fuckboy, or else he wouldn't be releasing songs like Yacht and stuff like that. It's just more of a, he's chilled out. But he's also lost a lot of his muscle, so he is covering up a lot.
Oh, yeah, that too. He used to be really yoked. Now he's not.
There is a hard one.
And anything else before we get into the descent?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so as always with the descent, when we do a deep dive, it's usually with the same artist. So what was the song for the descent?
Okay, so the song for the descent was... oops, I lost it.
All I Wanna Do featuring 1 million Hoodie and Loco.
My second favorite song out of the ones you guys showed me today.
So 1 million, to be clear, is not a artist. They are the biggest kind of choreography company in Korea. They design the choreography for a lot of K-pop idols.
Hmm. Okay, well, it shows because this was another fun video to like watch and watch them dance too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay, this one, so I chose this one because it's just my favorite song, to be honest. It's on my repeat a lot. Also, Loco is in it, which is a plus. 1 million Studios is intense as usual. I think this proves Jay Park is a good dancer because it's hard to keep up with these people. There's the cha-cha beat boy again. Melissa says, is this what it's like to dance in an IKEA? And then credits hurt her eyes.
What, was I wrong though?
Oh crap, Nida, you said it. I can't unsee it.
Because there was just this portion of the video where they're dancing between like all of these like
cabinets
and like wardrobes and stuff, and it's just like, I feel like this is what would happen if I just started randomly dancing in, like, an IKEA aisle.
Assuming they let you.
Okay, well, any final thoughts on Jay Park before we wrap this episode up?
I mean, well, it's Jay Park.
Before I got into K-pop, the only thing that I ever remember hearing his name in was in the random clips that I used to watch for Asia's Got Talent, because he was a judge in 2017.
Oh.
That's really random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really funny because it was for the Sacred Rihanna that we were watching it for, and he's a pansy.
Yes.
Asians are when it comes to horror.
She never picked on him until the very end. And then he was just like, I shit my pants. That was exactly how he said it.
Like I said before, the reason why we chose him is because, like, he is a staple of, like, K-hip-hop. Even if you don't like him, he's been here for a while. And he has raised up a lot of names.
Yeah.
So at the very least, you should give some respect for that, even if you don't like him personally. Good to you.
Well said. Mm-hmm. All right. If you guys want to recommend a song for The Descent or recommend an artist or a group that you want us to do a deep dive in, hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on everything. Seriously, just look at the link tree below and you'll find it. And while you're there, please join our Discord where you can hang out with us and the cast members of all our other shows. But where can people find us individually? So kicking it off with Dom.
You can find me at That's the Raven on Twitter.
Melissa.
At Subject Despair.
Jamie.
At Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter also. Thank you so much for listening to the show, guys. If you like what we do, please don't forget to leave us a rating, a review on wherever you listen to our show. And as always, guys, this has been Dragging the K-Pop Abyss. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.